We're on. All right, guys. I might drop a couple. Okay. So let's start. Feet together. Toes, heels touching. Hi, Shelly. Bring your hands underneath the chin. Interlace your fingers so it's a good grip up to the webbing. Knuckles on the chin, thumb against your neck. Keep your weight on your heels. Pull up your thighs nice and straight with the spine. And let's begin. Inhale. Stretch your elbows up towards the ceiling. Suck your stomach in and hold full. Exhale, empty out the air here in the room. Keep your spine straight at home. Look all the way back. Let your head go back. Bring your elbows to touch. Inhale, chin down. Make sure heels on the floor. Feel it. Press down. Lift the chest up. Stomach in. Exhale. So slowly take your time. Keep your eyes forward. Palms together and your elbows come together. Inhale, push your chin onto your fingers. Keep your fingers tight up to the webbing. Elbows go up, pulls your shoulders up. Exhale, empty it out. So there's a little pressure with the chin against the hands. Palms together, elbows touch. Inhale, heels press down, thighs pull up, stomach suck in and chest lift up off of the waist. Exhale, shoulders come down at home, lift your chin. Here, keep your head straight, palms together, elbows come together, and when they touch, inhale, fill it back up, slow. Lock your knees, the lower half very strong, the top half lift up, stretch. Exhale, shoulders come down, weight on the heels, hips solid, glutes tight, elbows towards each other. Inhale. Make that snoring in the throat, constriction in the throat, make some noise, elbows high. Exhale, shoulders down, still using your throat now a little bit, it sounds like humming, elbows together. Inhale, each breath bigger, elbows go up and it pulls your shoulders, suck your stomach in, full lungs. Exhale, keep weight on heels and hips a little forward, so no sway back. That's it. Nice and straight with the spine, elbows together. Inhale, chin down. Push your chin down onto your hands, maybe even crack your knuckles. Exhale, shoulders come down, eyes forward here, hips solid, inner thighs zipped up, elbows touch. Couple more. Inhale. Fill your lungs, so much air. Elbows up, shoulders up, stomach in. Exhale, shoulders down, eyes forward, home look back, all the way. Get that stretch in your neck, elbows together. Inhale, chin down, two more. Push your chin onto your fingers, Sanaya. Elbows go up, there's a little resistance there. Exhale, shoulders come down. Spine straight, glutes tight. Bring your elbows towards each other. One more. Inhale. Press your chin down. Stretch your elbows up and lift your chest up. Exhale. Change. Good. You can roll your shoulders around. We're going to do it again. The same thing. Bring your hands back where they were. All 10 fingers interlaced. Knuckles on chin, thumb on neck, weight on heels. Pull up thighs, glutes tight, and begin. Inhale, it's really slow. You want to take your time. Keep inhaling, one long continuous inhale. Exhale, slowly take your time. Just one long continuous exhale, elbows together. Inhale, lock the knees, pull up the thighs, lift the chest, stomach in, full lungs. Exhale, heels press down and hips push forward. Spine stays straight, empty out the air, elbows together. Inhale, you're maximizing the capacity of the lungs. Go all the way to full, big chest. Exhale, now you go all the way to empty. Eyes forward, palms come together, elbows towards each other. Fill it back up. Lift up, get out of lower back. Lift your rib cage off the waist. See your elbows above your head. Exhale, keep the weight back. Heels pressing down and hips solid. Eyes forward, elbows towards each other. Inhale, lower half so strong. Top half, stretch it up, chest up. Shoulders go up, elbows high. Exhale, at home, when you drop your head back, bring your elbows forward, not so much down. Keep them high away from the chest and they'll touch. Inhale, elbows out and up. Stomach sucking in, chest expands, your lungs are full. Exhale, heels press down, hips push forward. Keep your spine straight here, elbows towards each other. Two more, inhale, slowly. Snoring in the throat, fill your lungs, chest is big. Exhale, slowly, little humming with the throat. Palms towards each other, they touch, elbows together. Last one, inhale. Drag the air across your throat. Exhale. Change. Good. Half moon with hands to feet. Ardha Chandrasana with Padmasana. Feet still touching. Toes and heels together all the way. Arms up over your head. Interlace the fingers and release your index fingers. Cross your thumbs. Lock your elbows and your knees. Straight arm, straight leg. Stretch up and then you go right and left side to side. Feel a little stretch on the sides of the body, back and forth. Nice and easy, just a warm up, pretty much just checking out how you're feeling. Stop in the center, stand up tall. Put your weight on your heels, press down the heels, push your hips forward. Suck your stomach in, chin away from the neck, open up the chest, focus in the mirror. Elbows locked, palms together. Good arms, Holly. Take your inhale. Stretch up to touch the ceiling and then slowly bring the body to the right in an absolutely straight line without bending your elbows or your knees. Keep your weight on your heels, shift back, press heels down, pull up thighs, squeeze your glutes, and now push your hips out to the left beyond your flexibility. You want to feel a stretch on the left side of the body. Keep your chin away from the neck. Shift your weight onto your heels and push your hips forward. So from the side, everything in the line. Maximum weight is back. Pull up the thighs, suck in the stomach, stretch up, out to go over. Press your hips out to the left, come down as far as you can and hold it. Bottom shoulder a little bit forward, shoulder squared off, hips squared off, stomach sucked in, you stretch and push, push, change. Come on up, shift to the heels, push your hips forward, chin away from the neck. Suck your stomach in. Take an inhale and lift up, stretch up to the ceiling. Then you go to the left, good, up. Up, out, over to the left, stretching out of the lower back. Press your heels down, tuck your tailbone towards the mirror, hips solid. Now push your hips out to the right, right heel press down, lean into that right hip. Keep your left shoulder and your right hip towards the mirror. Chin away from the neck, see your neck, open up the chest. Suck your stomach in to lift more up to go over. Press your heels, glutes tight. You push your hips to the right now. Feel that stretch on the right side. Find the counterbalance between the stretch and the pushing away from it. Feel it from the fingers all the way down, even the side of your leg on the right side. Weight on heels, stomach in, be there. Don't bounce, hold still. Change, come on up. Back bending, number one, first relax your neck and let your head drop all the way back. Turn your elbows forward, bring your shoulders in front of you. Put your weight on your heels, lock your knees, hips solid. Take an inhale, lift chest, arms straight up, and then you go back head first. Let your head drop back, let your neck bend, look back, eyes back. The spine starts to bend from the top, Fadisha. Then you bring your arms back, sweetie. You got to bring your arms back. Bring your arms back. The angle between your face and your arms stays the same. Don't leave your arms behind. Now let's find the legs. That's the strength. Press your heels down. Squeeze inner thighs, hips solid, hips forward towards the mirror. Lift your chest up. Good, Carmen. Then you go back, eyes back, look back, go back, look down. Shelly, look down for the floor. Lock your knees, weight on the heels, hips are solid, chest up, chin back, look back, go back. Change. Good. Come up. Stomach in. Come forward. Put your hands on the floor once you touch the floor. Bend the knees back and forth, right and left, just to get a little loose through hips and lower back. Make sure your knees track in the same direction as your feet, not out to the side. Keep your heels on the floor so that the movement goes into your hips. Okay, now keep your feet together. Bend the knees. Come down and grab the heels from behind. Scoop them up or wrap your arms around your legs and grab your opposite elbows. Either way is good, whatever you can do right now. Hold on to what you've got. Lift the hips up. Suck your stomach in and stretch your body down from the lower spine towards the floor. Touch your stomach on thighs, put your chest on the knees, and then tuck in your face so your face is on the legs below the knees. Gorgeous, Gretchen. Lift your hips up, feel the stretch in the legs. Suck your stomach in, use your arms and pull down and roll the way forward. That's it, Molly. Then press your body back. Get your shoulders away from your ears and rewrap your elbows, even feel your armpits wrapped around the legs. Hips up and head down. You feel this tremendous stretch all over. Weight forward, body against the legs. Hold there. Change. Bring your arms with your head. Suck your stomach. Inhale, good Shannon. Come all the way up. So much air. Exhale, the arms come down. Let's try a second set. Inhale, arms back up. Hands, palms together. Interlace fingers, release index fingers. Thumbs crossed, heels down, hips forward, chin away, stomach in. Focus one spot in the mirror, palms together, Vidisha. Take your inhale, stretch up, shoulders follow. Slowly go to the right, up, out, over to the right. Your shoulder's gonna come to your head, lift up. Suck your stomach in, press your heels, lock your knees, thigh contraction and glutes tight, push hips left. Weight back, heels press down. Thighs pull up. Glutes tight, tuck tailbone, lean into left hip. Suck stomach in. Inhale, stretch more, push out, come all the way, hold there, tremendous stretch, left side of the body, push your hips a little forward, Krista, tuck your tailbone a little there, change, come on up, weight on heels, hips forward, fix the hands, guys, elbow's gonna turn a little more towards the mirror, even your wrists might touch, take your inhale, stretch up, touch the ceiling, slow you go to the left, up, out, over, shoulders come to your head, lift up out of the lower back, press the heels, glutes tight, tuck the tailbone, right hip out, keep your right hip, left shoulder forward, everything in alignment the whole time, not forward or back bending, chin a little away from the neck, Vidisha, shift your weight to your heels, bring your right hip and left shoulder more forward, open up the chest, good Riley, suck your stomach in, stretch one more, push out, come down, be there, eyes forward, Tanaya, eyes forward always. Change, good. Drop your head back, let it go. Turn your elbows towards the mirror, shoulders in front of you, forearms might even touch each other. Weight on heels, hips solid, inhale, chest, arms lift up to the ceiling, and you go back, drop your head. Relax your neck like you're getting your hair washed, just drop it back, look back. And then you start to bring the arms back, but then you stop for a second. You gotta find the legs. You don't wanna sink down. Press heels down, push hips forward. Lift chest up again, drop head more back, bring your arms back, let your whole spine bend. Gorgeous, eyes back, go Heather. Elbows locked, look at the back wall, look down the back wall, see the floor, Vidisha, you gotta make your legs stronger. Press your heels down, too low, too much sinking. Chest up, chest up. Chest up and chin back, eyes back, look back, go all the way, change. Good, Laura. Come on up, stomach in, come forward. Put your hands on the floor. Bend the knees, one at a time. Second set, it's much quicker. Just basically make sure no glitches, nothing weird going on. And now we try it. Keep your feet together. Bend both knees, come down. Grab the heels, scoop them up, or grab elbows if that's what's going on. Whatever you've got, hold on to that. Lift your hips up. Suck your stomach in. Stretch your body down. Slide your stomach down the thighs. Get the chest to the knees and tuck your face in. Whole entire upper body sandwiched against the legs. No lighter air between. Hips up. Feel the leg stretch. Use the arms. Pull down. Spine gets longer. Roll the weight forward. Press your body against your legs. And basically you're there. Feel this stretch. Shoulders away from the ears. You don't want that tension. Get your shoulders away from the ears. Elbows more behind. Weight more forward on the toes. Body against your legs. Now, if your legs are straight, some of you are ready, go ahead. Pull up on the thigh. Contract the thigh. Lock your knees. Change. Arms with head. Stomach in. Come on up. Good, Mariana. Exhale. Arms down. Awkward. Right foot, take a small step to the right, 6 inches only, not too big. Make it so the feet are straight like the number 11. Inhale your arms up with your palms down and stretch your arms forward, fingertips in line with your shoulders. Stomach, suck it in tight. Now bend at the hip and then bend the knees and sit your hips down in the chair. Put your maximum weight on your heels. Make sure knees behind the toes, weight on the heels, hips back, hips down, sit down. Suck your stomach in 6 inches, toes, knees, and hands. Hands closer, good. Stomach, suck it in. Lift the chest up, upper body arch back, shoulders down, sit more back. Change. Come on up, keep arms here. Spread out your toes and go high to the tippy top, all the way high on the toes. Toes spread out so they bend. Don't jam the toes. Heels up. Now bend the knees, sit hips down till thighs parallel. Now if your ankles are wobbly, just stay high on the toes. Find the strong ankles. Heels up. Stomach in, eyes forward. Come all the way down if you can till thighs parallel to the floor. Keep shoulders over hips, spine straight. Eyes forward, try even higher on the toes. Maybe pinky toe gonna lift up off the floor. Change, good job. Heels down, keep your arms up, stretch your arms forward. Suck your stomach in, toes spread out again, knees together. Keep your chest up. Keep your knees touching each other, focus your eyes, and slowly now you go down. Bend the knees, come all the way down. Heels come up as hips come down. Eyes forward, arms straight, stretching forward all the way down, thighs parallel to the floor. Good, push up 1 inch, don't sink. Suck your stomach in, and now slowly come back up, knees still together. Step your foot back, toes, heels touch, arms down, very nice. Focus your eyes in the mirror, guys. Try second set. Right foot step right, 6 inches. Shoulders stay down, inhale, arms up. Palms down, stretch your arms forward. Suck in the stomach, bend at the hip, then bend the knees and sit hips back and down. Like you're trying to sit down on the little kindergarten chair, weight on your heels. Good, Laura, hips back and down. Shift back, upper body's gonna come forward. Look in the mirror, suck your stomach in. Now lift your chest, arch the upper body, bending the spine at thoracic spine. Chest up, shoulders down, hips back. Good, Heather, sit down. Change. Come on up. Keep arms here. Spread your toes and come high to the tippy top. Just stretch your arms forward. Only 6 inches, honey. Too wide. Bend the knees. Sit hips down in the chair. Your feet are a little too far apart. Heels up. Knees up. Eyes forward. Shoulders relaxed. Get high on the toes. Let them bend. Heels up. Focus your eyes. Come down. Come down. Stay there. Heels up. Knees up. Change. Come on up, heels down. Come forward, press knees together, toes spread out, no scrunching. Chest up, stretch your arms, focus your eyes and go down. Slow with control. Take your time, you're working the strength of your legs. Let your heels come up, keep your arms straight. Stretching them forward, triceps engaged, gorgeous Carmen, the whole way. Thighs parallel to the floor, arms parallel to your legs. You gotta bounce, you wanna bounce, you got good knees, go ahead. Good, good. All right, come on up. Nice. Step back, feet together. Eagle time. Arms up over your head sideways. Bring your right arm under your left arm. Cross your elbows, your wrists. Thumbs to the face and pinky away. Bottom elbow down. Get a good stretch in your shoulders. Squeeze your lymph nodes. Press your heels down, feet together. Press the inside of the knees together. Bend at the hip like awkward, stick your tailbone back, and then bend the knees and sit your hips back and down. We're gonna stay here for a second. Keep your weight back on your heels. Press the inside of the knees together. Shift back, tailbone back, sit down lower, get down low, allow your upper body to come forward. Suck your stomach in. You're getting compression in the hip joints. Without anything else moving, lift the chest. Arch your upper body back, bending at thoracic spine. Sit down lower, Molly. More weight on the heels. Shift back. Get your knees behind your toes. Change. Inhale, arms up. Left arm under right. Cross the elbows and the wrists. Thumb to the face. Pinky away. Bottom elbow down. Stretch your shoulders. Squeeze the lymph nodes. So good for you. Press your heels down. Press the inside of the knees together. Tailbone back. Bend the knees, sit hips back and down. Weight on the heels. Get down, let your upper body come forward. Focus your eyes, stomach is in. Weight back, really dig your heels in. Really press the inside of the knees together. Feel how that scoops the tailbone back. Keep your knees behind your toes. Elbows down, chest up. Bring the hands in closer, Riley, not so far away from you. Hold there. Change. Inhale, arms up. Second set. Bring your right arm under left arm. Cross elbows, wrist, thumb to face, pinky away, bottom elbow down. Press your heels down, press your knees together. Bend at the hips, stick your tailbone back, sit your hips down, get low. Lean on the heels. You might stay here, second set. If you're ready to move on, right leg over left thigh, cross high on the thigh without popping up. Twist your legs and get your foot to go around by pressing the outside of the top knee against the bottom knee. Once it's there, let it slide down as you sit even lower, more on that right heel. Both feet on the floor, still press inside and knees together. Good, Sanaya, elbows down, stomach in. Focus your eyes in the mirror. Sit more back, Molly, knees behind the toes, not the upper body, sweetie. Let your upper body come all the way forward. Shift back to your heel, push your tailbone back, and then just the chest. Good, change. Inhale, arms up, left arm under right, cross elbows and wrists. Bottom elbow down, press your heels, press your knees together, bend at the hips, stick your tailbone back, then sit down. Upper body comes forward. I expect that. I want that. Getting that compression. Then from here, if you're ready, left leg over right. Molly, you got to sit lower already. You got to sit much more down, much more back. Stay here. Get your knees back. Shift to the heel. Doing the top leg, let that foot slide. Suck in your stomach. Hips back and down, elbows down. Focus one spot, lift the chest. Shelly, you two hands a little closer to your face if you can. You got it. Change, good. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms down. Standing head to knee, feet together, toes, heels touching. Look at yourself in the mirror. Bring your weight onto your left leg. Shift the weight forward onto the left foot. Lock the left leg. Lift your right leg up, thigh parallel to the floor. Flex your right toes up to your face. Suck your stomach in tight. Take an inhale up to round down. Come forward. Let your arms, shoulders come down. Eventually, hands will go past your foot. Then you get the grip. All 10 fingers interlaced. Keep your left foot flat and straight. Keep the weight forward on your left foot. Get off that heel. Focus one spot. If you have the grip, inhale, right leg lifted up. Kick your heel forward. Hips forward, heel in line with the hip. Left leg lock, left foot flat. Kick your heel forward. Flex your toes back. Arms, shoulders get pulled forward. Suck your stomach away from it. Feel that rounding in the spine. Beautiful, Lindsay. Suck away from it. Hold it there. Focus one spot. If both legs locked, you might bend your elbows down. Good, Riley. Change. Nice, Krista. Put your weight on your right leg. Bring the weight forward on your right foot. Tendency is to sink back into the heel. You don't want that. Keep the weight forward. Find your thigh. Lift your left leg up, left thigh parallel to the floor, toes flex up. Suck stomach in, take an inhale, up to round down. You're rounding your spine here, not just bending at the hip. Stomach sucked in, standing leg solid, foot flat, eyes forward. If hands go past foot and you have your grip, go ahead, left leg lifted up. Shelly, make sure all 10 fingers, including your thumbs. Kick your heel forward. Toes flex back. Now let your arms get pulled forward, Molly. Suck your stomach away. Use your legs. Heel in line with the hip. If both legs locked, you're ready. Bend elbows. Good, Shelly. Good. Change. Put it down. Put the weight on the left leg. Second set. Bring the weight forward on your left foot. Contract your left thigh. Pull up on the thigh. Lift your right leg up. Hips stable. Stomach in. Take your inhale. Up to round down. Gorgeous, Holly. Hands will come on down past your foot and then you get your grip. That's it, Gretchen. Thumbs included, standing leg solid, foot flat, eyes forward, weight forward. Inhale, right leg lift up. Good, Vidisha. Kick your heel forward. Flex your toes back. Let your arms, shoulders come forward. Suck your stomach away. If both legs lock, and I don't worry about kicking until you're standing leg straight. No, don't worry. If both legs lock, then you go elbows. It was good though. It's good to try. Elbows gonna come down eventually. Touch, go below, then touch head to knee. Bring weight forward, Carmen. Weight more forward on that foot. Don't sink back. Change. Put it down. Slippery hands is that's good. Put your weight on your right leg. That's good. Teaches you. Left leg lifted up. Let go ahead and let go of the foot if that's better. Thigh parallel. Flex your toes up towards your face. Suck your stomach in. Inhale up. Round down. Come forward. Come forward. Don't sink back. Don't sink back. That's just you propping your bones. You got to keep the weight forward. Find the quadricep. Find the muscles to lock that standing knee. If you have your grip, left leg lifted up. Feel your right foot flat on the floor. Weight forward on the foot. Kick left heel forward. Heel in line with hip. Push both hips forward. Suck stomach back. Arm shoulders come forward. If both legs locked, then you're ready. Go elbows. Good. This side's great, Carmen. Elbows will touch. They go below. Molly. Molly. That was so much arms. Change. Molly, you know I'm always there. On the Zoom. Standing bow. Right hand out. Straighten the right arm. Grab your right ankle. You know, y'all know Lynn and I are in every class, right? Even when we're not in the room. Right? Knees together, left arm up. We're always on the Zoom. Knees together, left arm up. Standing leg is solid. Standing foot straight. Push your right hip forward. Stretch your left arm, left shoulder up. Take your inhale. Point your right toes. Start to kick your right leg. Scoop the knee down. So you're really kicking the lower half of the leg back. Keep your hip pushing forward. Now stretch that left arm, shoulder forward. Bring shoulder to chin. No point in looking at me. I'm not doing anything. Look at yourself in the mirror. Standing leg is locked. Foot flat on the floor. Chest up. Stay lifted. Focus your eyes. Beautiful. Standing leg locked. Feel your big toe on the floor. Pull up the thigh. Push your left shoulder forward. Let your right shoulder go back. Keep your head straight. Chest up. Hip down. Kick even more. That's it, Krista. Change. Kick to come up. Bring your left hand out. Straighten your left arm. Grab your left ankle. Put your knees together and bring your right arm up. Now your knees touch each other. Push your both hips forward. Right arm shoulder touches your face. Stretch the arm shoulder up to the ceiling. Point your left toes. Start to kick your left leg. Let your left arm get pulled back. Slide that right shoulder across your jawline. Do not drop the shoulder down away from the chin. Shoulder chin touch. Chest stays lifted. Standing leg locked. Push left hip forward. Push right shoulder forward. Allow your shoulders to be flexible so that you can maintain the stability in the hip. Left hip down, kick left leg. Left shoulder back, right shoulder forward. Standing leg locked, foot straight, foot flat, be in it. These are so good. Focus your eyes, beautiful Mariana. Hips parallel to the floor. Take an inhale, chest up. One more time. You kick. Wow. Change. Yes. Back in the corner. Second set, bring your right hand out. Straighten your right arm. Grab the right ankle. Put your knees together. Bring your left arm up. Maybe you're working the setup, right? Stay here. You're doing everything. It's all the energy. Lock that standing leg. Push your right hip forward. Stretch left arm, shoulder up. Gorgeous. Take your inhale. Point your right toes. Kick that right leg. Drop your right hip down, Riley. Parallel. There we go. Kick the leg back. Let it pull your arm. Now push your left shoulder forward, Riley. Do the shoulders. You do the shoulders and keep the hips stable. You might stay right there. Keep chest lifted. Shoulder to chin, Krista. Left shoulder up to your chin. Don't drop it down. That means your chest is still lifted. Good. Hip forward. Eyes forward. Gorgeous, Laura. Standing leg locked. Foot flat. Now you're in it. Be there. Maintain. You're doing everything. You just hold it. Keep that shoulder up. Shoulder up. Change. Kick to come up. Last one. Left hand. Bring it out. Straighten the left arm. Grab your left ankle. Put your knees together. Bring your right arm up. Do a good setup. Standing leg solid, foot straight. Tuck the tailbone, stretch right arm, shoulder up. Shoulder touches your face. Make it actually touch. I don't want to see any light. Point the left toe, start to kick the left leg. Scoop the knee down. Let the arm go back. Bring the right shoulder forward. You might not drop the arm yet, but the shoulder can move. That's it, Gretch. Standing leg solid, that's it, Heather. Look in the mirror, always looking at yourself tonight. You gotta keep your eyes on your eyes. Make your right leg straight. Pull up that thigh. Chest up. Head straight. Left shoulder goes behind you. Right shoulder pushes forward. Very good. Foot flat. You're in it. You're doing everything. Just stay there. Eyes forward. Lift the shoulder up, Linz, and chest lifted up as you kick that foot straight up. Kick up from your butt. Chank. Yes. Go to the back of your mat for balancing stick. Tuladandasana, feet together, toes, heels, touching. Inhale, arms up over your head. Interlace your fingers and release your index fingers. Cross your thumbs. Elbows locked, chin up, eyes in the mirror. Take a small step on your right leg. Lift your left leg off the floor. Be on one leg, point the toes. Now go, bring body down and leg up. You just pivot at the hip like a seesaw. One straight line from fingers to toes. Chin forward, eyes forward, stomach in, hip down, leg up. One straight line and you stretch apart like a human tug of war. Chest away from the waist, leg stretch back, point the toes, change. Step back, feet together, chin up, fix your hands, elbows locked. Left leg, small step. Right leg lift up, point toes, and you go. Slowly pivot. It's not about coming down. It's the stretching apart. Chest away from the waist, straight arms, straight legs, toes pointed, elbows locked, chin forward, eyes forward, gorgeous Heather. Get your palms even more together. Suck stomach in, stretch your body apart, one straight line from the fingers to the toes, change. Step your foot back, exhale the arms, come down. Second set, inhale, arms up. Hands, palms together. Interlace fingers, release index fingers, thumbs crossed. Chin up, stomach in, eyes forward. Small step on the right leg. Lift the left leg. Get on one leg, point the toes, and then slowly you pivot. Just like a seesaw, only place you move is at the hip. Arms stay with head, chin away from neck, stomach sucked in, and both knees locked. Eyes to the mirror, see your left hip down, left leg up. Be there, stretch apart, chest away from waist, point your toes, stretch your leg back, change. Step back, last one, chin up, eyes forward, left leg, small step, right leg, lift up, point toes, and slowly you pivot. Keep that right hip forward, body down, leg up, maybe just a little bit. Everything in alignment, one line. Make sure elbows locked, chin a little upright, a little bit more straight with the neck there. Chest away from waist. Arms and head together. Stomach, suck it in, stretch apart. Change. Step back. Arms down, turn, face that inside wall. Stand down on the left end of the mat. Feet together. Dande Amana Bipakta Pada Pachi Muttanasana. Arms up over your head sideways. Right leg, step to the right. Arms down, palms down. Turn your toes a little bit in towards each other. Pigeon toe the feet. Contract your thighs. Chin up and chest forward. Suck your stomach in. Stretch your body down from the lower spine. Lead with the chest. Put your hands on the floor underneath your shoulders. Put your hands on the floor underneath the shoulders. Roll forward on the foot. So the hips are directly over the heels, not behind you. Bring much more weight forward, Sanaya. Let weight be in the arms. Hips over the heels, knees locked, pull up on the thighs. Stick your tailbone up, suck your stomach in, chin away from the neck, chest down, long and straight with the spine. Now, if you'd like to bring hands around and grab your heels from the outside, go ahead, do that with bent elbows. Get the full palm on the heel. Pressure forms against your shins. Press your shoulders away from your ears. Chin away from the neck. Straight legs. Thigh contraction. Pull up on the thigh. Tailbone up. Chin away from neck. Stomach sucked in. Drop your chest down. Get rid of the round in the middle spine. Feel that stretch in the entire backside of the body. Change. Stomach and arms out. Come all the way up. Step your foot to this spot. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms down. Try again. Arms up. Right leg, step right. Arms down. Palms down. Toes in. Weight forward. Quadriceps engaged. Pull up the thighs. Chin up, chest forward. Stomach in. Stretch your body down. Lead with the chest. Chest forward like you could touch your chest on the floor. Yes, Heather. Hands on the floor under your shoulders. Roll forward on the foot. Lock your knees. Number one, most important. Engage the quadriceps. Make the kneecap move. Stick your tailbone up. Suck your stomach in. Keep weight forward. Drop your chest down. Now, if you're ready, grab your heels, but you got to get a good grip, not just the tip of the fingers and not the ankles. Get the heel of the foot in the palm of the hand, elbows bent. Elbows have to be bent. One elbow towards the mirror, one to the back wall. Press your shoulders away from your ears. Find your upper backs. Lead with the chest. Stick it out. Press your shoulders down, away from your ears. Chin away from neck. Stomach sucked in. Knees locked. Weight forward. Look towards your bag, Sanaya. Look towards your bag. Chin away from the neck. Chest down. Straight spine. No rounding. Nope. Change. Yep. Arms out. Stomach in. Step your foot back. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms down. Triangle. Feet together. Inhale, arms up. Right leg, step right. 4 feet, arms down. Palms down. 2 heels in a line. Turn your right foot towards the mirror. Turn your left foot. Let that hip turn. Press your right heel on the floor. Bend the right knee. Come all the way down to right thigh parallel to the floor. If the weight is going into your toes of the right foot, you need a longer step. Let your left foot slide out. Get your hips down. Suck stomach in. Keep your spine straight. Just move your arms. Right elbow towards knee. Left arm up. 2 shoulders in a line. Up and down. Then you turn. Touch chin on left shoulder. Keep your left leg locked. Press your left foot down and push that hip straight forward. Press your right elbow against your right knee, so knee in line with the foot. Suck your stomach in, twist your upper body, which is right shoulder forward, left shoulder back, so 2 shoulders in line with your knee. Change. Move the arms, straighten the legs, turn the feet. Right foot all the way in. Press your left heel. Bend the left knee. Come down till thigh parallel to the floor. Keep your spine straight in the center. Don't lunge to the left. Right leg locked, right foot flat. Move just the arms. Left elbow towards knee. Right arm up towards the ceiling. Turn, touch chin on right shoulder. Suck your stomach in. Now, a lot of these words, you're already doing it. This might be a checklist for you. Right leg locked, foot flat. Right hip forward, left knee back. Stomach in, twist your upper body. Don't go past the point, just in a straight line, not to the back bend. Hold still, change. Do the arms, straighten the legs, step your foot back, inhale, arms up, exhale, arms down. There's many of you who are going step by step and you're already there. Do you understand? Yes. Second set, arms up. Gretchen, you're one of them. Right leg, step to the right, arms down, palms down. Turn your right foot, turn your left foot. Press the right heel, bend the right knee, come down. Shelly, that looks like a long step, but maybe. Come on down. Thigh parallel. Carmen, a little longer for your step. You too, Vidisha. Longer step. Move just your arms. Elbow towards knee. Left arm up, right arm down. Turn, touch chin on shoulder. That's it, Lindsay. Left foot flat, left hip forward. Right elbow presses knee back, so knee in line with foot, not past the foot. Stomach sucked in. Twist your upper body, which is right shoulder forward, left shoulder back, but not past the center line. Hold there. Change. Good. Straighten the legs, turn the feet. Turn your right foot more, Vidisha. Bend the left knee, come down to left thigh, parallel. Lock the right leg, Carmen. Press your right hip even more down. It's a little high. Now move just your arms. Good leg, Shelly. Elbow to knee, right arm up, left arm down. That's it. Good, Laura. Right leg locked, hip forward. Left elbow back, stomach in. Twist your upper body. That's it, Krista. Bring your left shoulder forward. Right shoulder back so they're in the same line as the knee. Look at that. Change. Beautiful. Do the arms. Straighten the legs. Step back. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms down. Turn, face the front. Separate legs, head to knee. Feet together, toes, heels touching. Inhale, your arms up. Prayer hands, elbows locked. Right leg, step forward about 3 feet. Shift to your back heel. Push your left hip forward. Tuck your hips, stretch up. Tuck your chin round in, looking at your belly button. As you go down, touch your fingertips on the floor. Bend the right knee and bring it to your head. Forehead, knee touching each other. Back ribs up. Stomach sucked in. Shoulders stretch to your head. Try not to have weight in the arms. Press your heels down. Your fingertips pushing down helps push the back ribs more up. Your spine is round and the throat is choked. Stable hips parallel to the floor. Be there. Now straighten your front leg. Lock both knees. Put your hands in prayer. Suck in the stomach, slowly unwind, still looking at your belly button. Gorgeous, Lindsay. All the way up, head and arms come last. Step your foot back. Now step your left leg forward. But don't walk into it. Shift back. Tuck the tailbone. Stretch up. Shoulders come to your head. Tuck chin round in. Arms behind your head when you tuck your chin. Arms touching the back of your head the whole time. Fingertips touch. Just open the hands. Don't change your arms. Bend the knee. Bring your knee to your head. Press both heels down. Tuck both hips under. Straighten your right leg, Shelly. Lock it out and dig that heel into the floor. Tuck your right hip towards your face. Bend the left knee more to get more rounding, more choking, more compression. Allow your shoulders to stretch. Gorgeous, Krista. Forehead, knee together. And all you do is hold it. Be there. Straighten both legs. Put your hands in prayer. Come slowly up, chin tucked, arms with head, stomach in, head and arms last. Step your foot back to the spot. Step, bring your arms down. Second set. Arms up. Prayer hands. Right leg, step forward. Shift back. Tuck your hips. Push your left hip forward. Stretch up, chest up. Tuck chin, round in. You want to be rounding your spine. Pretty much you get right past the ribs and then you touch the floor. Bend the knee and bring it to your head. You don't want to bend at the hip. You want the maximum rounding in the middle spine, thoracic spine, the tight spot. Heels pressed down, hips tucked under, chin tucked in. Compression in the abdomen, stimulating thyroid, parathyroid, your pineal gland, squeezing your internal organs, stretching your kidneys. Tuck your left hip more forward, Heather. Press your heel down, straight arms. Now straighten both legs. Put your hands in prayer. Come slowly, lower back, middle, head and arms, last. Step back, keep your arms up, last one. Left leg, step forward. Shift back, tuck hips. Stretch up, tuck chin round in. As you go down, looking at belly button, once you get past the lower rib, maybe your fingers are ready for the floor. Just open the hands, hands still side by side so the shoulders stretch. Bend the knee, bring it to your head, make it touch, and be there. It's good for immunity and metabolism and your sleep and your mood. Makes your body function efficiently. Stabilizes, strengthens your hips, stretches your shoulders, and your spine, particularly the middle back, thoracic spine, the tight spot. Straighten both legs. Do the prayer hands. Come slowly up. Head and arms. Last. Beautiful. Step back. Arms down. Good work. Tree. Put your weight on your left leg. Lock it. Lift your right leg straight up in front of you. Grab the foot, pull it all the way in so the heel up by the waistband is short. The sole of the foot going to turn up. Left elbow bent. Left bicep might even be working a little bit. Let your right knee gently come down. Straight forward down. Keep your left leg locked. Push your hips forward. Stomach in and chest up. Now you can bring your right hand to prayer. See yourself, the two shoulders parallel to the floor. Same as your hips. Spine straight. Eyes forward, and you balance. Always looking forward. So now you look forward. Change. Put it down. So keep your eyes one spot in the mirror. Shift your weight to your right leg. Lift your left leg straight up. Grab the foot, pull it in. You see the whole picture, but your eyes are focused one spot. Helps you balance. Right leg locked, foot flat, hips forward, gently left knee down, right elbow bent. You can bring left hand to prayer. Two hips parallel to the floor. Same as the shoulders. Keep your head up, keep your eyes forward. Balance. Change. Good, zoomers, very good. Put your weight on your left leg for toe stand. Lift your right leg all the way up. Get it high like you had it in tree. Bend at the hip now, tailbone back. Bring the body down and touch your hands on the floor in front of you and put the weight there. You might stay there, it's a good stretch. If you're ready, go ahead, bend the left knee and sit all the way down. And you can bring your hands around, see if you can catch your balance. If you can balance, you can do prayer hands. Good. Okay, oh, Krista, put your hands on the floor and carefully come up. Good. Put your foot down. Put the weight on the right leg. Left leg lifted up just like tree, nice and high. Bend at the hip. Keep right leg straight as you bend forward. Put your hands on the floor. Put the weight there. And if you're ready, bend the knee. Sit down. Hands around. Chest up. Straight spine. Something fancy with the hands. Oh. I don't even know what that means. Put your hands down, come on up. Have a seat. Have some water. Oh, oh. And then lie down on your back, straight arms, straight legs. Heels touch, toes open, arms at your sides, palms face up. Savasana. Savasana, you want to be still. Allow your belly to rise and fall with your breath. Your job here is to stay out of the way and let your heart do its job, circulating the blood. Okay, let's move on. Wind removing. Bend the right leg. Bring it all the way up. You can bend the left leg as well if you find that helpful. Get all 10 fingers interlaced, grip down on the shin below the knee. Pull your right leg straight down to create pressure with thigh on belly. Then if you'd like to straighten that left leg, you can, but you don't have to. Bending the knee will help you keep the hips relaxed. You want your hips and your legs to be relaxed so your arms can do the work. Pull down, change. Bend the left leg up, bend the right leg as well, if that helps. Get all 10 fingers interlaced down on the shin below the knee. Tight grip up to the webbing. Pull your legs straight down. Keep both elbows in, both shoulders on the floor. Notice you're not pulling your knee up towards your face, right? You're pulling the leg straight down onto you, creating compression. And then you have to hold still. Change. Put it down now. Bring both legs up. Round up. Wrap arms around the legs. Try to get your opposite elbows. If you're trying to get your elbows, you're going to stay in this up position. Be as compact as possible, working on it. If you have your elbows, maybe put your head down on the floor. Bring your chin down, even the back of your neck, flat on the floor. Change. Straighten your arms. Straighten your legs. Lie still in Savasana. Allow the blood to rush back to the areas that you are compressing. Try again. Bend the right leg, bring it all the way up. Bend the left leg too, if that helps. Tight grip up to the webbing. Pull your right leg straight down. Feel pressure, thigh on belly. Elbows in, close, shoulders down. Away from your ears and then down onto the floor. Even feel your scapula going down the back. Hold still, cutting off the blood flow. Change. Right leg down. Left leg up. Get your grip, all 10 fingers interlaced. Pull the left leg down, elbows in, shoulders down. Even feel your lower back flat on the floor, both hips on the floor. So there's compression in the abdomen, the colon, also in the hip joint and the fingers. Strong grip. Change, left leg down, both legs up, round up. Wrap arms around legs, get elbows, knees together. Be a compact little ball. Head down if you can. Chin down, maybe triple chins. Look between chest and knees. Be there. Always breathing. Change. Good. Straight arms and legs. Savasana. You're gonna do a sit-up to transition. At home, you can go ahead and do the double exhale here in the room. We leave that out. Feet together, toes back. Arms up, thumbs crossed, inhale and sit. Come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down. Turn around, lie down on your belly for Cobra Bhujangasana. Bring your chin forward on the floor. Bring your hands under the shoulders, palms flat, elbows in the air. Legs zipped up, inner thighs, glutes tight, feet together, press your feet down, lock your knees. Lift your chin, look up, inhale, and peel the upper body all the way up till just your belly button on the floor. Elbows in and down, shoulders down and forward. Zip the legs, lift the chest up, chin up, look at the ceiling, lift up, change. Come down, turn right, left ear on the floor, arms at your sides, palms face up. Try again. Bring your chin forward, bring your hands back, palms flat, elbows in the air. Elbows touch the sides of the body, Sanaya. Bring your elbows in there, baby. Now squeeze your legs together, zip them up. Press the feet down, lock your knees. Not a push-up, hips pressed down. Lift chin, look up, inhale, peel the upper body. Chin, neck, chest, all the way to just belly button on the floor. Elbows in, down, shoulders down, forward. Lift your chest, Krista. Lift your chest, that's it. Chin up, face up, look up, lift up, look back. That's it, Carmen. Change. Beautiful, Laura. Come down, turn left, right ear on the floor. Lucas, bring your chin forward. Bring your straight arms under the body, roll side to side if it helps you to bring your shoulders underneath you, arms straight inside of elbow on the floor, palms flat on the floor. Chin forward, look forward, left leg is relaxed. Lock the right leg, stretch it back, and lift your right leg up. Keep your hip down, even press your hip down. Stretch your leg more back, make it longer. Press your right arm, shoulder down, lift up the leg. Change, put it down, relax it, don't let it help. Lock your left leg, point the toe, stretch your leg back, and then lift it up. Keep the hip down, press the arm down. Chin forward, straight leg, leg up. Change, put it down. Put your mouth on the towel now, scoot your weight all the way forward to the shoulders. Zip up your legs, knees locked. Take a breath and lift both legs by shifting your weight forward. Press your shoulders down, shoulders on the floor. Push your hands down towards the back wall to scooch forward more. Lift legs, change. Good. Arms out, turn right, left ear on the floor, arms at your side. So this posture is upper back. You want to keep your shoulders on the floor. It's possible to lift the legs when your shoulders aren't off on the floor, but that's different muscles. That's not what we want. Maybe legs go up a little less, but the shoulders stay down. That's what we want. That's good. Always form, right? Second set, chin forward. Bring the straight arms under you, elbows invisible with your palms flat. Bring your chin forward, look to the mirror, relax your left leg. Lock your right leg, point your right toes, and lift your right leg up. Keep your hip down. Press your right shoulder down. Feel that. Let's practice it here. Change. Good. Lock your left leg, point your left toes, lift your left leg up. Press your left shoulder down. Feel how you can scooch here even. Scooch forward, shoulder down, leg up. Change, yeah. Now put your mouth on the towel. Bring even more weight forward, shoulders stay down. Zip up your legs, lock your knees, inner thigh zip tight. Take your breath. Both legs will lift, shift forward. Shift forward, shoulders down. Keep shoulders down, legs will lift up. Squeeze inner thighs together. Knees locked, stretch toes back, come forward. Good Carmen. Change. Very nice. Arms out, turn left. Right ear on the floor. Arms out from under you. Yeah. Purna Salambasana. At home, go ahead and stretch your arms out to the sides if you have room. Here, keep your arms at your sides, palms on the towel. Zip up your legs, lock your knees, tuck your tailbone down. Lift your chin, look up, and then you lift chin, neck, chest, all of it up till just hips on the floor. Then you lift your legs up just a little. Gorgeous, Laura. Chin up, eyes up. Look at the ceiling, lift up, look even another ceiling tile back. Yes, change. Come down, turn right, left ear on the floor. Very nice. Try again. Chin forward, arms at your sides, palms down. Zip up the inner thighs, cobra tail. Tuck the tailbone down, knees locked. Look up, inhale. Lift chin, neck, chest, all of it up. Then lift your legs off the floor, face up, chest up. Come all the way up till just hips on the floor. Good, legs together, make them touch. Look at the ceiling, Riley. Lift your chin, your chest, come up. Oh, hey, change. Turn left. Last one on the belly, floor bow. Bring your chin forward, bend the knees. Uh-oh, that plastic is moving around, isn't it? Yeah, good, fix it, yeah. Grab just below the toes from the outside, like in your eyeball. 6 inches, knees and feet. Tuck your tailbone down. Lift the chin. Look up. And then gently kick your legs straight back, lower part of the leg. Kick back, 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 back to get your chest up off the floor. If it is, then kick up and roll forward on the belly. Chest up, then thighs up, chin up, look up, keep kicking. That's it. Look up, kick harder, keep kicking, hold there. Change. Nice. Come down. Good one, Krista. Turn right, left, you're on the floor. That was really good. I saw all of you kicking back. That's the first thing. Very good. Some of you were also kicking up. Second set. Chin forward, bend the knees, grab just below the toes. Five fingers together. Be sure 6 inches knees and feet, which means feet aren't touching each other, right? They say two wheels in one base, two train tracks, yeah? Tuck your tailbone down. Lift the chin. Lift your head first. Gently kick your feet back. It will lift your chest up. Let your chest, your shoulders open. Kick back, 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 back till your whole chest off the floor. Then kick from your butt straight up to roll forward onto the belly, but keep the head up, Laura. Keep the head up, chin up. Think hips down, chest up, chin up, kick. Keep kicking, don't stop. You just maintain. Feel that stretching in the chest, the arms, the shoulders. Look up, change. Come down, turn left. Yes, Gretchen. You kept in it, and you kept your eyes open. The double whammy. I could tell you wanted to come out. That was really good. All right, kids, put your hands on the floor and carefully come to the top part of your mat. Sit with your knees together and open up the feet and sit down in between the feet. And then if you want to grab a sip of water, you go ahead. Don't sit on the feet. And you put your hands on your feet when you're ready, and you go back one elbow at a time. In the top of your head, back of your head, eventually shoulders down. If you're all the way back, arms up, you grab your elbows. You're not in a hurry to get anywhere. You're already feeling in your knees, you're getting that compression. You could stay right there in this sitting up position. Wherever you go, you want to be sure you're breathing nice and easy. You don't push through pain. There isn't any work in the posture. It's just set up in stillness. So now you sit up straight to get your butt to go down. Yeah. Stay like that for a second. It's good. Now if you want to hold it, you hold it. If you're going to do Savasana, put your hands on your feet, use your elbows to press up, and then right away turn around and lie down. Get into Savasana quickly so the blood will rush back to your joints. Straight arms, straight legs, lie still. Try again. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, inhale and come forward. Forward knees, elbows down. Go again to the top part of the mat. Knees together, open the feet. Hands on the feet. Elbow, elbow, top ahead, back ahead. Shoulders go down. So put your hands on your actual feet and then you bend your elbow. It's not a lean back position. You're either sitting up or you're going back. It's good. So just sitting up already, compression in the knee, stretching in the ankle. Once you're all the way back, you feel stretching in the whole front side, your thighs, your hips, your abdomen, your intercostals, triceps. Put your hands on your feet. Use your elbows to come up. And then turn around and lie down and relax. Half tortoise. Feet together. Toes back. Arms up. Thumbs crossed. Sit. Come forward. Forehead, knees, elbows down. Go now to the back part of your mat, please, and sit kneeling. Knees together. Feet together. Now you're sitting on the feet. Arms up. Prayer. Hands. Thumbs crossed. Elbows locked. Stomach in with a straight spine. Bend at the hip and come forward. Stomach to thighs. Chest to knees. Touch your forehead. Pinky finger touches the floor. Shoulders come forward. Press your tailbone back. Knees together. You can even press the knees together. Ankle bones side by side. Feet flat on the floor. That's it. Let your shoulders stretch forward. Tailbone back. They call this natural human traction. Allow your forehead to rest on the floor. Your nose might even come close. Now again, you can hold it if you'd like to. If you're going to do Savasana, suck stomach in, straight arms. Inhale, come all the way up. Arms down. Turn around. Lie down. Try again. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed. Inhale and sit. Come forward. Forehead, knees, elbows down. Turn around. Get on the knees. Knees together. Feet together. Arms up. Prayer. Hands. Thumbs crossed. Straight arms. Stomach in. Come forward. Stomach, thighs, chest to knees. Touch your forehead on the floor. Pinky touches. Spine stretching. There's compression in the lower half. So you want to be sure the joints are aligned. Knees together, ankles side by side. Don't let the feet cross over each other. Keep your arms with your head. Suck your stomach in. Inhale as you come up. Exhale, arms down. Turn around, lie down, relax, Savasana, straight arms and legs. Lie still. Camel, feet together. Toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed. Take your breath, sit, come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down, turn around. Please come onto the knees now, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Bring your hands around, support the back, open the chest, thumbs outside, fingers facing down. Push your hips forward, lift the chest up, lift the chin, look up, drop your head, look back, you go halfway. Mouth closed, eyes open. You might stay right there. If you see the floor, straighten one arm, grab your heel, straighten the other, grab the other. But you're not in a hurry to grab the heels. You don't want to lean back. Press your feet down, press your knees down, push your hips forward. Lift the chest up, chin back, eyes back, look down, see the floor. Hips even more forward towards the mirror. Change. Bring your hands back to lift up. Sit down, turn around, lie down, relax. Heart might be pounding right now, but your breath is calm. Try again. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed. Inhale and sit. Come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down. Do it again. Get on the knees. 6 inches knees, 6 inches feet. Bring hands around. Yes, Mariana, thumbs outside, fingers down. Open the chest. Push your hips forward. Lift the chest. Lift chin. Look up. Look back. Go halfway. Maybe a little feet in, knees out, Riley. When you're ready, grab your heels, thumb outside, fingers inside, full palm grip. No leaning on the heels, Vidisha, you're not ready, sweetie. Don't grab your heels, hon. You got to get out of the lower back. Chest high, chest up. Chest is the highest point in the body, yes. Drop your head, look back, see the floor. Feel stretching on the whole front side of the body. Push your hips more forward towards the mirror. Push forward, hips forward. Change. Come on up. Sit down. Turn around. Lie down. Rabbit, feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, inhale and sit, come forward, forehead, knees, elbows down, turn around, sit kneeling now, center part of your mat, your towel, fold the towel over the heels for a dry grip, lean back, tuck your hips, tuck your chin, suck in your stomach, round in as you go down, and then roll forward, hips forward till arms straight. Top of the head on the floor, hips forward. Heels together, press your feet, knees down, roll like a wheel. Arms are straight, feel stretching. Good strong grip, hold on to that. If you're doing the tripod, you can press your palm down to push your back ribs even more up. That's it, you just hold it. Tremendous stretching. Just hold it, breathe. Change. Good. Come on up. Turn around, lie down and relax. Straight arms, straight legs. Arms at your sides. Palms facing up. Heels together. Toes flap open. Second set. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, inhale and sit. Come forward for the knees. Do it again. Get on the knees, knees together, feet together, towel over heels, lean back. Tuck your hips, tuck your chin, look at your belly button as you curl in and come down. And then you'll roll forward, top of your head on the floor, hips forward till arms straight. Forehead and knees might not be touching. Not necessarily the best position for you. Depends on your proportions. And even then, sometimes yes, sometimes no, you'll feel it in a different place. Press your feet down, press your knees down, roll forward. Easy to feel it in the neck. You want to feel it even more through the middle spine. Roll like a wheel. Feel it. Whole back side of the body. Roll more forward. Change. Good. Come on up, turn around, lie down. Savasana. Exhale, we're stretching feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, come forward. Forehead, knees, elbows down, turn, please face the front. Bring your right leg out to the right and your left foot in. Get the sole of your foot all the way up on the inner thigh. Make your legs a 90 degree angle. Bring your arms up, turn to the right. Tuck your hips, tuck chin, lean back, stomach in, round in. As you go down, touch head to knee. Bend the knee if you need. Then you get the grip. Abdominal strength. Chin tucked, throat choked. Pull your stomach away from the leg. Back ribs up. Feel the rounding in the spine. If your right leg is straight, you can bring your elbows in and down. Change. Left leg out, right leg in, arms up. Turn to the left. Lean back on that right hip. Tuck both hips, tuck chin, round in. Come down, touch head to knee. This is not your arms. This is your stomach sucking in. pull away. It's not a stretch for the hamstring. The posture occurs between coccyx and forehead. It's all about the round spine, which you create by sucking your stomach in, tucking your chin. Try to make a big space between your body and your leg. Little right shoulder down. Let go of your foot, Molly. Stop using the arms. Let go completely. Change. Legs out in front of you. Lie down. And you get up. Bend your knees. Keep your feet where they are side by side. Walk your hips back, right, left, tilting your pelvis backwards so you're getting all the way straight legs. Already feel a stretch in the hamstrings. Contract the thighs, lock the knees, flex your toes back towards your face. Heels will lift up. Suck your stomach in, stretch from the lower spine, bring your stomach forward to your thighs. Press your chest forward, stretch your middle back, and then bring it to your knees. Feet together tonight, feet together, knees locked. Maybe you're going to stay there. Now walk your hands forward. Get the big toe with the middle index finger, big toe all the way up at the webbing. Suck your stomach in, stretch more forward, chest forward. Bring your elbows out without lifting them up. Press your shoulders down and back, chest forward, stretch your spine. Contract the thighs, lock the knees. Pinky toes back, Molly. Pinky toes towards your face. Heels forward, toes back. Stretch chest forward. Change. Turn around. Lie down. Savasana. Try again. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, inhale and come forward, forehead, knees, turn around, right leg out and left leg in, sole of the foot all the way up there, arms up, turn right, tuck hips, tuck chin, stomach in, round in, go down, touch head to knee, bend it if you need, chin tuck, throat choked, suck in your stomach, feel the circle that you're making. Connect the dots, right? Tailbone tuck under, back ribs push up, chin tucked in, forehead to knee. Change. Left leg out, right leg in, arms up. Turn to the left, lean a little back, tuck hips, chin, stomach in. Good, Holly, round in, you go down, using your stomach. Head to knee, then maybe you get the grip. Forehead on knee. Look at your belly button. Suck it in, right shoulder down. Let go, Molly, let go of the grip. Put your palms on the floor. Get your head on your thigh, more high up the leg. There we go. Round spine, throat choked. Change. Legs out. Lie down. That's good. Get up. Bend the knees. Feet stay there. Walk your hips. Right, left, right, left, right, left. All the way back, 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 back. Getting the tilt. Okay, knees together, ankle bones are touching. Flex your toes back towards your face. Suck your stomach in, stretch from the lower spine. Stomach sucked in, bring your chest forward. Chest forward, chest forward, yes. Then bring your hands forward, get the big toes. Lock your knees, feet together, flex your toes back towards your face. Straight legs, back of the knee on the floor, heels will lift up. Stomach in, now stretch more. Bring your elbows out, Carmen, out without, yes. Now press your shoulders down your back, elbows out. Find your upper back. Stretch the middle spine, right? That's where you're going to find the space. Make your spine long. Chest forward, chest to knees. Come forward, stretch forward, knees locked, toes back. Change. Turn around, lie down. Heather, did that posture make you dizzy? It pulls your hamstrings. You're pulling your hamstrings. Half spine twist. Feet together. Toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed. Inhale and come forward for the knees. Turn around, face the front. Bend your left leg so the knee is pointing straight forward. Bring your right foot over the edge of the left knee. Your heel at your knee, your foot flat on the floor. Right knee directly over the bottom one, yeah? Bring your right arm behind you close to the spine. Stretch the left arm up. Bring it around the other side. Elbow gonna press the knee and hand comes down. It might touch the knee on the floor. It might be trying to. Press your right hand down to sit up tall, chest up. Turn, look over your right shoulder, wrap the right arm back if you don't need it. Press your right foot flat on the floor, Shelly. Right foot, press it down. Don't let it roll sideways. Keep your right hip down, roll onto it. Lift the chest, turn your head, look back. Press left elbow against knee, left shoulder forward, right shoulder back. Look over your shoulder and twist. Change. Bend the right leg, bring the left foot over the edge of the knee, heel at knee, foot flat, left arm behind you. Bring your right arm and shoulder up to the other side, elbow press, knee, hand drop down. Might easily touch the knee on the floor, in which case it doesn't really need to. If it does not touch the knee on the floor, your elbow pressing against your knee, the hand trying to touch the knee is a good goal, because that makes your elbow do the thing. Press your left hand down, sit up tall, turn, look over your left shoulder. Press your right elbow against your knee so your hand will come closer to your knee, Krista. Right elbow, yes. Lift the chest, turn, look over your shoulder. Roll your left hip down, hips down. Press your left foot down. Inhale, lift up, turn your head. Look over left shoulder, right shoulder forward, left shoulder comes back. They're in a line with the knees. Look back and you twist. Change, good. Turn around and lie down. Bet you didn't want to wrap that arm.
No, thank you.
It looked like it was in the way. Do you usually wrap it?
No.
Yeah, you should. It's in your way. It's not harder. It's just, it'll give you actually more opening in that shoulder. Trust me. Final breathing. Feet together, toes back, arms up, thumbs crossed, inhale and sit. Come forward, forward knees. It's in the center part of your mat, kneeling, cross-legged, either way is fine. Belly snaps in the air, comes out. Here in the room, it's out the nose. At home, you can open wide. Focus your eyes and begin. Second set, a little bit quicker. Sit straight. Begin. Good, Zoomers. Spend a few minutes here. Have some water and relax for your Savasana. A couple minutes. Don't throw it away. Namaste.